Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tech reporter Mike Tobuski joining us live now on WBEN. And Mike, we'll get right to it. What do we know so far about this framework for a deal to have TikTok's ownership shift and keep it up and running in the U.S.?
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't really know much more about this framework deal other than it exists. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said yesterday that the U.S. and China have reached a framework deal. He did not announce what companies would be involved in such a purchase. He did not say what the terms of that deal would be. We do know that President Trump has said that he'll be speaking with Chinese President Xi Jinping this Friday. So we may know more towards the end of the week. But the context here, guys, is important. The U.S. government has, in some form or another, been trying to force a sale of TikTok or ban it in the United States for the better part of 5 years. In President Trump's first term, he signed an executive order to that effect. It never really ended up going anywhere. But last year, a bipartisan group of lawmakers passed the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary-Controlled Applications Act, which is a bit of a mouthful, but it is legislation that is aimed at doing largely the same thing. And this all comes amid fears from lawmakers that TikTok could be used for influence campaigns, given its Chinese parent company, ByteDance, or as a spying tool for the Chinese government. And it's important to note that lawmakers have provided no evidence that this is happening. There's no smoking gun that TikTok is doing this or being used for this purpose. However, lawmakers are concerned it could happen, hence the need for this legislation.
The timing of this framework of a deal, Mike, I mean, with the fallout from the Charlie Kirk assassination, it makes you wonder if there might be more safeguards in it.
Certainly, very possibly. We, again, don't really know the specifics of the deal or what that would look like. We do know that in the past, the Chinese government has said that any sale of TikTok that includes TikTok's algorithm will be a no-go. And the algorithm is really what makes TikTok TikTok, right? You talk to any creator on that platform, any user of that platform, TikTok is able to show you videos that you like. It's also able to show you videos you didn't think you were going to like. And that is kind of magic that keeps people on that platform in really huge numbers, something that competitors like Instagram Reels from Meta and YouTube Shorts from Google have not really been able to replicate in quite the same way. Right now, September 17th is the deadline that President Trump has imposed to sell TikTok. That is tomorrow. So it does seem like this current deadline is going to slide a little bit to force a TikTok sale. U.S. Trade Representative Jamie Greer has said mostly things to that effect, whether it's a couple days, a couple weeks, a couple months, we're not sure just yet. You can imagine, though, a deal like this, especially if the algorithm is going to need to be extracted from this app, is going to take a little while, and to say nothing of the fact that whoever buys it is going to need to build a new algorithm to go where that old algorithm was.
Yeah, it all is kind of confusing to me, because when I look at it, I'm just thinking, all right, they passed a law The president signed it. The Supreme Court upheld it. Mm-hmm. It should be banned. But they've been given this long reprieve, and now we're not even sure the sale would include the algorithm, this thing that we're talking about as being so addictive. I mean, how is TikTok so powerful that it's been able to basically defy the law for an entire year and get everyone to bend over backwards to keep it up and running?
Well, I mean, part of that is TikTok. Part of that is shifting political tides, right? Back, a few years ago, President Trump was very much in favor of banning TikTok in the United States, even if a sale were to not go through, essentially. And that was mostly, around the end of his second term, or his first term, I should say. And now, kind of through the campaign, we saw the Trump administration really leverage TikTok in a big way to spread their campaign messaging. And that, was a huge success for them. And we saw a flip from President Trump himself on the issue of TikTok, now much more open to getting a TikTok deal done, keeping TikTok in the American space, right? Competitive with American companies, even if it is owned by an American company, not a Chinese company. So, is it TikTok defying the law, or is it, kind of various political forces kind of, pushing this deadline back further and further and further? I think it's more the second one than the first one. TikTok kind of just wants to exist, I think. They've made many overtures to that effect in the past, in part leveraging their huge user base to kind of advocate for this app.
We're looking at the same time, New York's Safe for Kids Act signed into law last year. Yesterday, the Attorney General out with the new rules on how exactly this would work. To verify age, this would ban social media from using algorithms for minors. To verify age, companies would be able to use uploading a face scan that estimates a user's age. How reliable is that technology right now?
It's a good question. It depends is the answer to that. And it would ultimately come down to whatever third party vendor that the state goes to in order to verify that, or whether they leave that up to the platforms themselves to decide that. We do have something of an allegory to look to as a comparison point here. Recently, the UK passed legislation to this effect that would effectively put in face scans as an option to verify your age on social media that estimates how old you are, kind of putting you into categories like, oh, you're below 13, or you're between 13 and 18, or you're above 18, for example. In the UK's application, it didn't work very well at all. People were able to fool it pretty simply. They uploaded pictures of video game characters and cartoon characters, and it was a pretty easy thing to circumvent. Other applications in kind of more specific, with less people involved, effectively, have been more effective. We've seen this be implemented in like Xbox platforms for certain gaming applications. Discord, to a degree has toyed with this idea. But like, is it a surefire thing, estimating your age based on a selfie? Certainly not at this point.
All right. Hey, Mike, thanks. We appreciate it as always.
Of course. Take care.
Tech reporter Mike Dubusky here on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.